Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi becomes first Indian to receive highest national award of Mauritius. Addresses Indian diaspora in Port Louis. India is best positioned in Asia for economic growth despite global trade tensions, says a Morgan Stanley report. Textbooks for all 22 scheduled languages and English to be digitized under Bharatiya Bhasha Pustak Yojana, says Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan in Rajya Sabha. Pakistani train with over 450 passengers taken hostage by armed militants in Balochistan's March area. World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2025 begins in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has become the first Indian to receive highest civilian award of Mauritius, Grand Commander of the Order of the Star and Key of the Indian Ocean. Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Naveen Chandraram Gulam made the announcement during an Indian diaspora event in Port Louis this evening. The honour also adds to Mr. Modi's growing list of international accolades, making it the 21st such recognition. Addressing the Indian community, Prime Minister Modi thanked the people and the government of Mauritius for giving him the country's highest civilian honour. He said this is not just an honour for him, but an honour for the historic bond between India and Mauritius.
Mauritius ke logon ne, yahan ki sarkar ne, aur jaisa abhi Pradhan Mantri ji ne ghoshit kiya, mujhe apna sarvoch nagrik sanman dene ka faisla liya hai. Main aapke nirnay ko vinamrata se swikar karta hoon. Ye Bharat aur Mauritius ke aitihasik rishton ka samman hai. Ye un bhartiyon ka samman hai jinhone peedhi dar peedhi is dharti ki khoob seva ki. Aaj Mauritius ko is unchai par lekar aaye hain.
Mr. Modi said the deep-rooted cultural connection between the two countries is evident in the warmth of the diaspora.
Yahan hamare purvaj Bihar ho, UP ho, Bharat ke dusre hisson se laaye gaye the. Bhasha, boli, khan paan ke hisab se dekhe to Mauritius mein mini Hindustan basta hai. Ye laghu Bharat hai. Bharat ki anek peedhiyon ne Mauritius ko filmi parde par bhi dekha hai.
In a special gesture, Prime Minister Modi also announced the issuance of Overseas Citizen of India OCI cards to his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Ramgulam and his spouse Veena Ramgulam. Mauritius Prime Minister thanked Prime Minister Modi and Government of India for granting OCI cards to the seventh generation of Indian descent. The community event was attended by more than 3,500 people, including members of the Mauritius Cabinet, government officials and National Assembly members. Later tonight, Prime Minister Modi will hold a bilateral meeting with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandraram Gulam. Prime Minister Modi met Mauritius President Dharam Gokul in Port Louis today, and the two leaders exchanged views on deepening the special and close bilateral ties. Mr. Modi also extended several gifts that reflected India's cultural and agricultural heritage. In a special gesture, Prime Minister Modi handed over OCI cards to President Gokul and First Lady Vrinda Gokul. Among the gifts presented to President Gokul include holy water from the Mahakumbh, a sacred offering from the recent religious gathering held at the confluence of the Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati rivers at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. In addition to it, Prime Minister Modi gifted makhana, a superfood from Bihar, highlighting India's agricultural diversity. Mr. Modi also presented a beautiful Banarasi sari to the First Lady of Mauritius. After the talks, President Gokul hosted a state lunch in honour of Prime Minister Modi. Mr. Modi also visited the Ayurveda garden in the state house, established in collaboration with the Government of India. The Prime Minister noted that Mauritius is an important partner for India in advancing the benefits benefits of traditional medicine, including Ayurveda. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi paid homage to former President of Mauritius, Sir Anirudh Jagannauth, and former Prime Minister of Mauritius, Sir Sivosagur Ramgulam, at Sir Sivosagur Ramgulam Botanical Garden in Pamplemousse. Prime Minister Modi planted a sapling with his Mauritius counterpart Naveen Chand Ramgulam at the Botanical Garden, symbolizing the growing ties between the two nations. Prime Minister Modi reached Port Louis this morning on a two-day visit to the island nation. Upon his arrival this morning, Mr. Modi received a warm and ceremonial welcome with a Bhojpuri Geet Gawai performance from Mauritius leaders, including Prime Minister Ramgulam, marking the strong relationship between India and Mauritius. And now we go over live to our correspondent Vikalp Shukla, who's covering the Prime Minister's visit. Vikalp, what were the highlights of Prime Minister Modi's address to the Indian community?
Yes, Pramod. The Prime Minister started his speech in Bhojpuri and addressing a community event at the Trianon Convention Center in Mauritius right. Today. The Prime Minister said that bond of faith between India and Mauritius is a very big basis for friendship between the two countries. He said that many families from Mauritius have come to the Mahakumbh held in Prayagraj, India. For those families who could not come to the Mahakumbh due to some reasons, he has brought the water of the Holy Sangam, which will be offered at the Ganga Talab in Mauritius tomorrow. The Prime Minister said that India will document about indentured labor. Research will be done for this. And in the future, a World Indentured Labor Conference will also be organized. The Prime Minister said that for India, Mauritius is not just a country, but a family. Pramod.
That's right. Vikalp, give us the details of Prime Minister Modi's meeting with the President of Mauritius earlier in the day.
Yes, Pramod, the two leaders exchanged views on deepening the special and close bilateral ties between India and Mauritius. In this context, they recalled the shared history between the two countries and the existence of strong people-to-people linkages. Pramod.
Thank you, Vikalp, for that update. Thank you so much. Prime Minister Modi will attend the Mauritius National Day celebrations as the chief guest tomorrow. India is the best positioned country in Asia for economic growth despite ongoing global trade tensions. According to a report by Morgan Stanley, India's strong services exports, low reliance on goods exports, and supportive government policies as key factors that will help it outperform other economies in the region. While trade tensions are expected to impact Asia's overall growth outlook, India remains less vulnerable due to its low goods exports as a share of the GDP. This reduces its exposure to global trade disruptions. At the same time, India's services exports continue to perform well and are expected to grow further, providing stability amid global uncertainties. President Draupadi Murmu has said that doctors and researchers have a big role to play in ensuring a healthy society. Addressing the first convocation of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, at Bhatinda today, the president appealed to AIIMS doctors to conduct research in consultation with agricultural and environmental experts to raise awareness about adopting a healthy lifestyle and better farming methods. The president said that people should be made aware of the physical and mental harm caused by drug addiction.
নাশাখরি এ আদত না কেবল ব্যক্তি আর পরিবার সমাজ বল্কি দেশ আর অর্থব্যবস্থা কো ভি হানি পৌঁছাতি ইস ব্যসন সে লোগোঁ কো মুক্ত করানা মে চিকিৎসকোঁ কি মহত্বপূর্ণ ভূমিকা হে উনে উচিত পরামর্শ আর উপচার উপলব্ধ করায়া জানা চাহি নেশোঁ কি লত সে হোনে ওয়ালে শারীরিক আর মানসিক নুকসান কে বারে মে উনে জাগরুক করনা চাহি.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan has said this year's union budget has provided for the implementation of the Bharatiya Bhasha Pustak Yojana, which will see textbooks digitized for all 22 scheduled languages as well as English. Replying to a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Education in the Rajya Sabha today, the minister stressed that Indianness is an important component of the policy of the Narendra Modi government.
हमारी एक दृष्टिकोण है भारत की सभ्यता को कैसे देखना भारतीयता के ऊपर हमारी एक नाज है भारतीय भाषाओं के ऊपर हमारी नाज है इसलिए इस बार की बजट में भारतीय भाषा पुस्तक योजना भारत में 22 शेड्यूल लैंग्वेज है उसके ऊपर इंग्लिश भी है 23 भारत की 22 शेड्यूल लैंग्वेज में कम से कम 1000 पाठ्य पुस्तक 22 भाषाओं में शायद तमिलनाडु की मैथमेटिक्स की पुस्तक आसाम के विद्यार्थियों को काम आएगी शायद पंजाब की लिटरेचर की कोई विषय शायद उड़ीसा में इंस्पायर करेगा शायद उड़ीसा की कोई पाठ्य पुस्तक गुजरात को इंस्पायर करेगा
Mr. Pradhan also informed that internet broadband will be installed in all secondary schools and this work has been given to BharatNet. Mr. Pradhan added that 500 crore rupees has been allocated this time for AI in education. Mr. Pradhan said in the national education policy, no language has been imposed. He said NEP is meant for mother tongue based education. The minister said that multilingualism is the need of the moment. Minister added that over 1,28,000 crore rupees has been allocated to education in the union budget this year, which is 6.22% more than the previous year. Earlier, initiating the discussion, Digvijay Singh of Congress talked about skilling and training of teachers. Ghanshyam Tiwari of BJP said that the central government has taken several steps to transform the educational system of the country. Ritibrata Banerjee of TMC said that union expenditure on education in the budget has been 0.37% of the GDP, which should be increased. After the reply of the minister, the upper house was adjourned for the day. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the centre is providing all financial assistance to support the faster recovery of the economy in Manipur. She was replying to the discussion on the second batch of supplementary demands for grant for 2024-25 and Manipur budget in the Lok Sabha this evening. She said with collective efforts of the centre and state, there has been improvement in the overall law and order situation in Manipur. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Northeast students will not need to leave their region for work and they will get employment opportunities there. Mr. Shah said this while addressing the students from the Northeast at the Youth Parliament organized by Students Experience in Interstate Living, SEIL, in New Delhi today. Government today banned two terror outfits, Awami Action Committee, AAC, and Jammu and Kashmir Ittihadul Muslimin, JKIM. Both groups have been declared as unlawful association by the Ministry of Home Affairs under Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. Notifications issued by the ministry said AAC and JKIM are indulging in unlawful activities which are prejudicial to the integrity, sovereignty and security of the country. In Pakistan, at least 6 military personnel were killed and over 450 passengers of the Peshawar Quetta Jafar Express have been taken hostage after the train came under attack from militants in Balochistan's March area today. Media reports quoted a spokesperson for the Balochistan government, Shahid Rind, saying that the train, which was travelling from Quetta in Balochistan province to Peshawar in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, came under heavy fire during the assault leading to its derailment. India's first ever World Para-Athletics Grand Prix began at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi today. The three-day event will feature over 90 competitions, bringing together top para-athletes from across the globe. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru have set a target of 200 runs against Mumbai Indians in the ongoing final league match at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi becomes first Indian to receive highest national award of Mauritius. Addresses Indian diaspora in Port Louis. India is best positioned in Asia for economic growth despite global trade tensions, says a Morgan Stanley report. Pakistani train with over 450 passengers taken hostage by armed militants in Balochistan's March area. World Para-Athletics Grand Prix 2025 begins in New Delhi. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru set target of 200 runs against Mumbai Indians in ongoing final league match in Mumbai. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.